Moncrief on News Talk.
Earlobes have no biological purpose. Very good. Can I just say, Henry, the temptation to say I know for somebody else who has no biological purpose is overwhelming, but I'm not going to do that. It would be just a cheap, you know, but just to know that it did, you know, you may use it elsewhere. Perhaps you may use it to me now if you so wish. I wouldn't be offended at all. Henry, you've been out and about because research has found that holding hands is a huge thing. Now, this study is coming from chimpanzees, but they're finding, for instance, that they will kiss and pat each other before they're fed. Because when they're fed, it's quite stressful of who will get, you know, the most and that. And this is like before that, they do this 5-minute period of holding hands and kissing where they kind of reassure each other, really. And scientists are studying that and saying that hand-holding and hugging is actually huge for us as well.
Yeah, and it does have a biological purpose when you mention that.
Exactly.
And like that, you know, I was there in Chasers. It's a pub in Ballyfermot earlier, and I was having a chat with the barman, and, you know, I was telling him exactly about the chimpanzees.
Early.
Well, yeah, it was around 11 right. o'clock, maybe half 11.
Okay.
And there was a drinker in the corner, and he said, well, that guy over there is a chimpanzee. I'll go and ask him. But it's true. We are all that much closer to apes and to primates, far closer than we think. And it's true, according to this study, you know, these animals, or you could say one step away from humans, when it comes to peanuts, so they know they're going to get peanuts. So they hug in advance of getting the peanuts. So that way they can kind of lower the anger. And then they'll have a fight about who's going to get the peanuts when the zookeeper gives them the peanuts. So I suppose it's looking at reducing tension. So they're saying that holding hands and hugging can reduce tension and can make us all friendlier. And as humans, this is what we love doing. We love world wars. We love fighting. We love anguish. We love disagreements. And if we could all just get along, along and give each other, you know, a handshake or even holding hands in public. And I met these people. They were linking up, walking down the street.
You're a couple. You're not quite holding hands, but you were courting. You were kind of attached.
We link sometimes.
Four kids, so we're used to just linking and letting our kids hold our hands.
And we hold our hand like that as well sometimes.
And for the listeners at home, would you ever do it with your pinky, or would you always kind of grip when you're holding?
I hold his thumb.
Yeah, she'd hold my thumb.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
And does it help? Chimpanzees, according to a new survey, they say that those chimpanzees, they would hug and show each other affection before peanuts are delivered, before they might argue over the peanuts. Does it release tension before a fight, holding hands, or even stop a fight?
It does. It kind of cuts it down to a minimum.
I feel like any time she holds my hand, if we're about to get into an argument, it kind of cuts it off a bit.
Like, it kind of eases the tension, and it kind of said, right, well, we do love each other, we need to realise that and actually come together and come to terms and just see what we're arguing about and see, can we compromise?
So a little hug beforehand, even, or holding hands, can just release that tension.
Yeah, it eases tension 100%. We agree on that.
If the world leaders all gave each other a hug, there wouldn't be all these wars.
Yeah.
They'd probably find it a bit awkward, but yeah.
A handshake, a hug, or even like a fist pump, maybe. Something weird, like human touch.
Oh, I'm single.
You're single, so there's no one to hold your hand.
Well, I don't. I try not to argue or fight with anybody, so.
And are you tactile? Do you hug? Do you touch people's hands or arms?
Not really, no.
So you're not a hugger? You're not a hand holder?
No.
Are you looking for a partner?
Well, hopefully. Meet the right person, you know.
And tell me about your ideal partner.
Non-smoker. Well, I don't drink, so just hopefully not, doesn't drink too much.
And what age bracket?
Early 60s.
And did you ever have a partner?
Yeah, we just separated, that's it. Relationship didn't work out.
Did you miss her?
Ah, of course you would, you know.
But you're ready to move on?
I'll move on and see what happens the next tomorrow or whatever.
So do you wake up in the morning and want to hug somebody, hold someone's hand?
Not really, I don't think about it as such, you know.
And are you lonely?
No.
You like your own
just
company?
Just get on with it, yeah.
And you're smiling. You're happy out.
Yeah.
You were going a bit deep there, Henry, with that man, I have to say. And there was also kind of wide variance, wasn't it? There are some who don't hug, don't hold hands, don't really think about it. Others who do it all the time.
Oh, completely. And you're right. Like, we all have that biological purpose. For me, it's probably to sleep. But for many, it is to hold hands and to feel that connection. We heard from that single man there. He's not looking for love. He doesn't necessarily want to find love. He says he's not lonely. But I think he is looking for a non-drinker and a non-smoker. And I think he might just find,
a lot of them.
Yeah, he's not asking for much.
No, he's not. I wonder one thing. If somebody passes on, you know, and you've been used to holding their hands, that are hugging them, that's big, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, and does the soul stay there or does the soul move off? And they say that we need at least 4 hugs a day to survive, 8 to sustain and 12 to thrive.
How many people listening to this are getting 12 hugs a day? 5, 3, 106.
I would say very few.
I would say very few.
Yeah, I'd say very, very few. And the idea really is that it can really alleviate symptoms of sadness and depression. I met this lady who lost her husband 30 years ago.
Well, they do it more now than years ago because the men really didn't do that, you know.
Why didn't men hold hands all those years ago?
I don't know. Sure, years ago they wouldn't even wheel a pram or change a nappy or anything.
So they didn't really help around the house at all?
Well, my husband did, you know.
But so many didn't?
Many didn't, yeah. Like my father, like, he wouldn't have wheeled a pram or changed a nappy or anything.
And your husband died at 50.
Yeah.
Do you miss that human connection?
Yes, I do. There's no one
around to hold your hand?
Yes. Well, my children do.
They hold your hand?
Yeah.
On one occasion, my mother threw her arms around me in front of a busload of boys my own age. I was about 7 or 8. And I pushed her away.
You pushed her away? You were mortified?
I was ashamed of the boys seeing me being a sissy.
You didn't want to come across as a sissy?
Yeah.
And was that the attitude back then? So your mum went and tried to hug you and you pushed her away. Growing up, did you hug ever?
Not really, no. No, and the tragedy, one of my brothers was being buried and I threw myself on top of his body. But I never hugged him.
You just kind of lay on top of him?
When he was dead, yes.
And was that in the funeral home or just where he died?
In the funeral home.
So that was, a sign of emotion there?
Yeah, I said I preferred it was me that was dead.
You preferred it was you that had died?
This is what I said.
This is what you said to him?
Out loud.
And what happened to your brother? Why did he die?
He had a hemorrhage, brain hemorrhage.
Oh, I'm sorry. How old was he?
33.
So young. Did you hug your relatives at the funeral home?
Not really, no.
Just your brother?
Yeah.
I have to say, listening to that, and that was very sad, Henry, you do get a sense of a lot of people are quite slow to hug, almost slightly repressed in that direction.
Well, I think it's a generational thing. I think older people, they were very standoffish. They had hard upbringings like that guy there. Tough backstories. Really, really hard. But again, when we go back to this chimpanzee survey from the Congo and Zambia, the idea is that these animals, these chimpanzees, they would kiss and they would try and, you know, make up and be friends and then they would fight. And there's a lot to be said for that. Perhaps all of us, before we get into a bit of a rumble, we should all kind of hug.
Right.
And then have the fight. And maybe that makes it a little bit easier.
You did get some input from what you'd have to say are our keen observers of public displays of affection. Taxi drivers, who see it every day.
They do. They see it all.
Yeah, well, I hold my wife's hand all the time while we're walking. And I always make sure she's on the inside and I'm on the outside.
Just in case you go first if you get knocked down.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Very kind of you.
Yeah. I learned that from my father. And he'd done the same from my mother all his life as well. So
you're a gentleman?
That's it. Yeah. I think so.
You're a taxi driver. How many years have you been a cab driver?
25 years now.
So you've seen it all?
Seen it all, yeah.
Do people hold hands in your cab?
Yes.
Do they kiss?
Sometimes.
Do they French kiss?
Sometimes.
And those public displays of affection, I mean, is it public? Maybe they think it's private, but you're watching them. I mean, you don't mean to watch them, but you might just catch them in your mirror.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time. And it's not just young people, it's everybody.
So do you think we are a nation of holding hands? Are we a nation of showing that public display of affection. We're better than perhaps your generation.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. The younger people nowadays, not so much, but the older generation, yes. Everyone holds hands.
Very good. You also talked to a genuine clinical psychotherapist.
No, I did. And it's about that friendly touch, that embracing, that patting, that gentle contact. Here is Stephanie Regan.
A wanted, expected and absolutely consented, if you like, hug can definitely raise our oxytocin levels and lower our cortisol levels at an individual level. If that's in a couple situation where a couple, for example, are having an argument, it has been shown that a hug can indeed de-escalate the situation a little bit. It can help to bring people into the present. It can help people also, together with the oxytocin and cortisol effect, it can help people to remind each other of the place they are, the couple they are in, and the bigger picture of the argument. The other evidence that we have is that even where couples are arguing, that if there is a hug, the increase in negative feelings is less. And that is a really useful thing. So it can work like a buffer to the emotional impact of arguments and disagreements. I think this is a really important effect of hugging and of holding hands, which has really the same effect. Holding hands, that touch feeling, all of that brings up our oxytocin levels and lowers our cortisol levels, highly promoted, which is also why we often talk about the kind of bid for connecting. There's also a bid for physical connection in relationships, which is non-sexual, intimate. And this touching, holding and holding of hands is the bonding piece. And that's why it works so well, because there is a science to it, as well as a tender, gentle reaching out to each other.
Very interesting. I do want to ask you about the difference between young and old when it comes to this, but I did also want to mention one little bit of the research that I found very striking, that chimpanzees would also place fingers in one another's mouths and hold each other's genitals during tense moments, which one expert described as extraordinarily risky.
Well, it could go either way. I mean, there could be a celebration of happiness or it could be a fight, but it's about trust. That's what that's about.
That's extremely trustful, isn't
it? It's you know, it's about, do you trust this person to allow that to happen?
I can't think of a more clear way of demonstrating your trust.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't recommend it, but yeah. I certainly appreciate it.
Like, for example, if I came over to you right now and I...
asked, do you trust me?
Yes, or gave you a hug. How would you feel?
I don't know if I can really answer that.
And, for example, has anyone given you a hug today?
Yes.
Who?
My wife.
Oh, fantastic.
There has to be one in there, doesn't
there? And how did it go?
So far, so good.
Yeah, no, I like that. I've only hugged one person today, and it was Jer Gilroy.
That's good.
And it was a lovely hug. It was natural. Good. I hope he doesn't
mind
me talking about it.
We're a long way off 12, though, aren't we?
We sure aren't are. We? And they were real hugs. I mean, they weren't fake hugs. We didn't force them. Actually, no, that's not true. I think we had two hugs. There was another hug. There was another hug.
We have 10 to go. That's all I'm saying. So listen, the young and old divide, is that very noticeable?
No, it really depends. God, I sound emotional now with all the hugging. It really depends on the person. Here are young and older people.
You just kind of grabbed my arm there.
Oh, did I?
So you showed a little bit of affection, you know.
Yes, yeah.
So are you a tactile person?
That's the way I was brought up.
So when was the last time you held someone's hand or hugged someone?
In the hospital, the doctor.
You gave the doctor a hug?
Yeah, in James' Street Hospital, the doctor. Yeah.
And to say thank you or just...
Oh, no, I always say thank you.
Always say thank you.
Yeah, I always say thank you. No matter where I go, I always say thank you.
And who's better at hugging, your generation or the new generation coming up?
Oh, the new generation coming up.
You think they're better at it?
Yeah.
There's no stiff upper
lip? No, there's no upper lip, no. I couldn't have an upper lip where my son is. He said, get out, you're always yapping.
You're young. Is your generation, are you hand holders, are you huggers?
Yeah, I think so.
And is it a way of saying hello? Is it a way of releasing tension?
I hug my friends when I see them. So yeah, it's a way of saying hello, I guess.
Do you get hugged by frenemies, by people who are your enemies but also your friends? Kind of, you know what a frenemy is, like fake hugs.
No, I don't think so. I don't really like people touching me. So I just don't let them, but I hug my friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do like hugging and hand-holding. I think it depends on the situation. Normally with conflict, if I'm like really upset, I normally take time away. Then once I've calmed down, then I can come back. But I do like to hug it out with my friends.
So you're young.
Yeah.
Are you huggers? Does it help hugging it out?
I think it depends how close you are to the person.
So you've got to be close. You can't just hug a stranger.
Yeah, I don't know about hugging a stranger because you never know how they're going to react. Some people don't like close contact, so.
And let's say hugging perhaps someone from university or work or something like that?
Yeah, I think if you've known them a while and you're kind of, you got a camaraderie with them, then hugging's okay.
Is your generation better at hugging than perhaps my generation?
I don't know. It's kind of a mixed match because a lot of young people do like to, you know, hug and stuff, but a lot of people are kind of all on their phones and stuff, so they're not very social, I'd say.
So they're on their phones and that's their relationship?
Yeah, that's online more than in person, yeah.
And does that worry you that they're just on their phones, they're not in the moment?
A little bit, yeah, because I feel like more people want to, like, talk to you, text you than actually, like, be in person, talking, hugging, all that. So yeah, hopefully we could get a bit closer.
I was kind of expecting to hear that younger people will be much more engaged in hugging, but what I'm really hearing there is that they're more on their phones.
It's the phones. It really is mixed. There's a group of young people that do nothing but hug, and then there's others that won't let you touch them. They won't let you near them. So there's a real disengagement.
So it's like the same as the generational thing.
It is. It's quite similar, but I definitely think overall our generation, well, my generation, I'm Generation X. I think you're Generation X as well. We do hug, I think, more than our parents and more than the generation below us, the millennials or the Gen Zs.
I was telling Andrea earlier, I'm in two bands. You know, something happens where there's very little physical contact, very, you know, reticent handshakes. And then with Fíochna, hugs everywhere. That whole hot ass
flare. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Hippie hug culture.
Really?
Is huge. And I just go with the flow.
And
just,
it's not about your connection with band members. It's more,
it's just this thing.
Wow, you know, there's a lot to unpack there.
A text just says, I get more than 12. I have a wife and three kids under six and would constantly hug them. It warms the heart more. When their kids are young, you get a lot of hugs. Break it to them gently. That goes away. 53106 for your texts. We'll have more for you after this. Thanks, Henry.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.